November 2002. I was just a college student, having fun with no plans, and I find out I'm pregnant. I went to Parenthood for my yearly checkup, and there was another woman there as well. We both got pregnancy tests done, and one was negative and one was positive, but they had mixed up the vials or something, and we both had to pee again. They pulled me back into a room and told me I was pregnant. My life changed from there. No more tequila nights. No more staying up and partying. And I didn't know where my college education was going to go. I was in and out of a relationship. Had just broken up with my boyfriend and met another guy. Had a one-night stand. But in this time, I was also seeing my ex-boyfriend, in which we got together the day before I found out I was pregnant. He stuck by me through the whole pregnancy and a few months after. But going back, I wish I would have done things differently during the time I was pregnant, but I don't regret having my child. I didn't want to know what I was having, but I was sure I was going to have a boy. Just absolutely sure I was carrying a boy. I went into preterm labor at 8 months pregnant, and they were giving me an ultrasound every day. So I was like, just tell me what it is. And they said it was a girl. I didn't know how I felt about that at first, because I was sure I was going to have a boy and his name was going to be Tyler Charles. But sure enough, it was a girl, born July 10th, 2003. The first 3 to 4 years were typical girl stuff, but playing in the dirt and changing motorcycle oil with grandpa. At about 4 years old, my child decided to only want to wear boy clothes. And I thought, okay, she's a tomboy. She likes to play with boy things, play in the dirt, just an average tomboy. As the years went by, it got even more difficult because I could never shop in the girl section. Always had to be the boy section. Until about the time my born Paige, now Peyton, was about 12 years old and came out as bisexual. We got back from an adult weekend and I was cleaning out the front seat of my car and I turn around and Paige's holding the phone up that says, "I like girls, I like boys, I'm bi." And he was crying. And I said, "Why are you crying? That is okay. I've always been for equal rights." And he knew that. I don't know why he was so upset, but it can be a terrifying thing. So for about a year, we went off the bisexual status. And one day, I found a note under my pillow in the bedroom that explained that Paige wanted to be Peyton, a boy, and wanted to transition to being a boy, which was fine. Not much of a shock through the history of his childhood, but still a shock to the system when you first talk about it. He claimed that it felt like 1,000 bricks were lifted off his chest when he was able to tell us, and he was welcomed with open arms. We knew it was going to be a long road. We just didn't know what the road was going to all entail. But it went good for a while. He came out to a few friends through that summer and was living as male. seventh grade rolled around and he started middle school at a new in a new town, because the town we live in only goes to sixth grade, and then they bus him to a nearby town about 15 miles away. So he was going about his seventh grade year, and kids started being bullies and were saying mean things. Teachers weren't helping. The administration didn't really care. He was shoved into closets so they could talk about his private parts while the teacher was in the room as well. All this added up and ended up in a crisis center for suicidal thoughts. His first day there, he was there for about 7 days. Got put on some medications, seemed to be handling things better. I homeschooled him the rest of this year, of his seventh grade year, which was hard at times, but it went pretty good. His eighth grade year, we moved him to a different school, and things went really well there. No problems. And then he started missing his old friends and started talking to them again and wanted to go back to his old school and try it again. So after Christmas break, he went back to what I call the bully school. And he wasn't even there for 2 weeks before he was back at a crisis unit. So this time he didn't go back to school. We homeschooled. He lived with my mom for a while. And then in April of this year, he transitioned into a PMIC group home where he spent 4 months. Which was a blessing. He is back in the the school that he did good in for that one semester, and things have been going great. He's 180 degrees healthier mentally and physically. He has been on testosterone for about a year and a half now, and things are really coming together with all that. We are now working on getting his top surgery done this summer, with all the insurance and information they need from all the therapists and psychiatrists and everything he's been through and all that good stuff. I would say that this journey has been difficult, but also a blessing. I do grieve for the daughter I once had, but welcome a son, if you understand what that means. I will continue these podcasts detailing different things going through the journey, but this is pretty much just the layout of everything in the last 3 to 4 years. And I hope I can be an inspiration to any parents out there that may be welcoming a new journey in their lives, or that my son can be an inspiration to any teens or adults or kids that are about to start this journey or want to start this journey or have questions. Please reach out, because we are open arms and we are an open book. So this is just the beginning, and any future podcasts will detail the journey of a transgender teen. Thank you for listening.